Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Mix of people in my mind trying to get the old Retronauts East crew back together again for the first time in a while. But that didn't work out. And yet, it's still going to be, as the kids say, a banger, because we have fine, talented folks, including here on the East Coast, a kind of auxiliary Retronauts East member. You're practically part of the team now, actually.
Yes, emerging from the DC swamp, it's Kevin Bunch.
Wow, the swamp. And then let's just continue rotating around the world. Let's fly opposite the rotation of the planet so that we can turn back time like Superman, because this is Retronauts and it's about turning back time. Yes, in the UK we have...
Oh, thank God. I was hoping that you weren't going to make me guess, because I never know any what direction anything is on the map. This is an established issue. I consider myself part of Retronauts East, but it's Retronauts East Anglia. That's a joke for the people who live in East Anglia.
Well, you're further east than me, so that makes you the extreme yeah, east. Retro. With an X at the beginning, that's how extreme it is.
Real extreme.
And then finally, so far east, it might as well be west.
Good evening. It is I, Diamond Fight, and I'm in Japan, so it's already the evening where we are. So yeah, I'm the most in the future. I'm actually anti-Retronauts.
Yeah, I thought you were wearing a turtle sensei Dragon Ball gi at first, but it's actually a bathrobe, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I wear this for a lot of recordings. It's very comfortable.
I just hadn't noticed. That's amazing. It looks comfortable. Probably better than the ratty old sweatshirt that I'm wearing, because I just woke up and I have not dressed or showered or done anything civilized yet today. And yet, here we are attempting to answer your questions. So I think we should just jump right in. There's no real need for a preamble for this topic, because it's not really a topic. It is a coalition of topics, a smattering, a sprinkling of topics, as depicted by you, the listener. Listener. Wow, listen to that echo. This sounds so important.
That's crazy.
Okay.
This is the most video game possible episode of Retronauts, because we are responding to viewer requests and information. So in a way, it's an interactive episode. They're giving us information and we're responding to the information. So it's, you know, it's a asynchronous multiplayer episode of Retronauts.
Right. But we're all FMV.
Yes.
You say, if they're lucky, the writers for our dialogue were on point today.
They're not done. We're done by working designers. So I'm about to make some really dated pop culture references.
Excellent.
If I'm going to be FMV, I want to be one of them small, like, square FMVs in the middle with just, like, 5 frames per second. It's like Sega CD. That's what I want to be.
Yeah, I like the working designs idea. I'm going to make a joke at some point that ties Glover to the O.J. Simpson trial. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
All right. Why don't we just jump right in and start with a question from Kevin Delane. What is the team's thoughts on Arcade 1-Up? Do they think it will survive longer? What can they improve on? Does anyone actually have any experience with Arcade 1-Up?
I have a question. An important
yes.
question.
Okay.
What is Arcade 1-Up?
Well, Diamond, I'm glad you asked. Because I have the ability to provide context. I have a pair of Arcade 1-Up cabinets here next to me that I'm trying desperately to get rid of, and the person who's going to take them keeps not taking them. Anyway, Arcade 1-Up are those 3/4 height replica cabinets. Basically, they are a shrunken down arcade cabinet that contains anywhere from like 3 to 12 games in them that are officially licensed. And they get some pretty good licenses. They brought The Simpsons back into circulation, and Marvel versus Capcom, I believe. Marvel versus Capcom 2. They're doing some impressive things with licenses, but has anyone actually used an Arcade 1-Up besides myself?
I've used them at an arcade that
there you go.
Inexplicably has a room of them.
Yeah, did you feel like they were arcade caliber? Like you said, oh, this would have been, you know, if I had had access to these as a kid, I would have totally skipped over the actual Mr. Do cabinet.
I don't know that I would go that far. The build quality is good, but it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't feel as good as the actual old arcade cabinets. I'm sure that's just a price concern, but...
Can I come at it from the perspective of someone who's never used one? And
yeah, go for it. Just speak from ignorance, please.
I mean, how much do they cost? How much are we talking here?
Well, this actually ties into my response to Kevin. When they first started out, they were like $350 or so.
Okay.
But they've risen in price to become closer to $1,000.
I mean, I kind of feel like if I wanted to have an arcade machine at home, I would... probably just pull my money and get like a main cabinet that's full size or something. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, obviously I delete all those MAME games after 24 hours, but
there you go.
You know,
that's a good lad. Yes. So that's kind of the problem with Arcade 1-Up. They're like the build quality has actually, it's kind of weird. Like they started out with some issues with their materials, like their screens weren't great. And their controls, like the actual sticks and everything, were pretty bad. And people started, you know, customizing them with Sanwa controller components and that sort of thing, which kind of raised the question of, like, why not just, you know, get something that has those things built in from the start? But they did have the advantage of good licenses. And I feel like that's kind of all they're running on now, because... from what I understand, the newer machines are actually flimsier and actually have worse screens. And so while maybe the control components are better quality, and you do have stuff like, you know, X-Men or whatever, it's a difficult proposition when you're saying, hey, give us, you know, $800 for the ability to play three Simpsons games, one of which you don't even care about.
I guess... even a three-quarter size arcade machine isn't small. Like, space is a premium, which it is for almost everyone. Like, I just want one full-size cabinet that will play everything. I don't want to buy, like... I mean, unless they did one with, like, Sanson or something, in which case I'd have to remortgage or whatever, but... I don't know.
Sanson cab would be pretty sweet.
Sanson's awesome. I the rest of my life.
I mean, for my part... There is a piece of me that says, why not turn one of these into like a Mr. Cade? But then the components aren't right. Like the controls aren't great. I don't know. I bought the Atari 12-in-1 because it has a bunch of really great classic arcade games. And I thought, wow, being able to play Centipede with an actual trackball, being able to play Tempest with an actual spinner. That sounds incredible. I've got to have this. But, you know, the control components were just not very good. And what I discovered is that the Replicade miniature cabinets that are like a foot tall came out at the same time with a much better take on Centipede, like a much more satisfying trackball. And Replicade, New Wave Toys has really done their homework over time and tried to improve their components. And the trackball, it's tiny. The tiny little trackball on their Missile Command machine from a few months ago is so good. Like it, I cannot believe how effectively they managed to make this teeny tiny little replica of something that's entire existence is predicated on its mass and size work so effectively. And I just don't feel that sense of commitment from Arcade 1-Up. So I'm sure they'll do okay. But I mean, you know, again, for perspective, my second Arcade 1-Up is the Final Fight Arcade 1-Up, which I bought because it was on clearance for $100. And I said, wow, I've always wanted a Strider cabinet. That's one of like two arcade machines that I've always really wanted. And this has Strider on it, so I can have Strider as an arcade game. And I've spent about 15 minutes playing that version of Strider because the emulation just isn't quite there. And, you know, I'd rather just play Strider on Mr. on a CRT, which I've done, and it rules. And the arcade 1UP version, just, it's not satisfying to me, because it just, I've played the arcade, the actual arcade version of Strider, you know, in recent years at gaming events, and I know what it should feel like, and it doesn't feel like that.
So you're paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Or $800 in the case of mine.
Yeah. Or $100. Okay. And but generally speaking, they would be expecting you to pay something like $300, $400 or so.
Oh, like I said, it's more like $800 now because of the licenses.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. So $800 for a inconvenient thing that doesn't even have authenticity, really, because it's not the right size. It doesn't have good components, doesn't have a good screen, it doesn't even emulate the games properly.
But the new ones have Wi-Fi for some reason.
Why? Why?
So you can play Killer Instinct online instead of playing it online.
Just like you used to in the arcade.
Yeah. Right.
Gotcha.
Yes.
That's the appeal of the arcade, is standing alongside someone else who's absolutely handing you your ass. I don't want to play online. If I wanted to play online, I'd just put the Xbox on.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and write this arcade one-off business off completely. I'm done with it.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't want it.
No, I think they'll do okay. I think they need to deal with their prices. That's their biggest drawback at the moment. Because they are not aiming for people like us. They're aiming for people who casually say, oh, I remember that game, and they haven't played them, you know, recently on real hardware. And it's not going to bother them that the emulation's a little sticky and the controls are a little substandard and the screens are ish. So, yeah, I don't know. I think they'll be fine, but it's not for me. That's all I can say. I don't want this to turn into the bagging on 1UP or Arcade 1UP. It's not the mailbagging on Arcade 1UP is what I'm saying. It's just the mailbag. So let's move along.
I have great news, by the way. I looked it up. I did indeed see an Arcade 1UP cabinet when I was in Costco here in Japan. They were selling one. And it sucked me right in like a vacuum tube. Just sucked me right in. And I was like, oh, I can play an arcade game at home. Look at that. Obviously, it was too expensive for me to purchase. But yeah, I'm a sucker for those sort of things. So If the price was right, I probably would buy one of those things and stick it in this room that I'm standing in right now. But
it's a holodeck. You've got infinite space back there.
Yes.
We'll just summon it.
This is a visual joke that doesn't work for anyone who's not on our Zoom call.
I'll be honest. I've only had one experience with an Arcade 1UP, but as a shopper, I was like, well, this is intriguing to me. But I couldn't. $800 is too much. $100 maybe.
You know, they make a Candy Cab one. I would consider that, just to put something else in it.
If they did one that was a version of the Tuppenny Waterfalls, where you drop your 2p coin in and it pushes it down onto a shelf, and eventually you push down like more coins, I'd probably buy that.
Just a fun way to get your own money. Yeah.
And you could put things on it that you wanted as prizes. So I could get like a little Kirby figure and stick it on the pile of 2p coins, and then like a standard one, and go, oh, that's impossible. They've glued that down. You'd never get that.
To modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.